Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. What shoes to buy your kids is always tough, right? Because they grow out of them so fast, they beat the crap out of them. But I've really loved these Hoka Mach 6s that Hoka sent us. I've got a pair, my wife's got a pair, and my two boys, 7 and 5, all have matching pairs in the same color. I think it's hilarious. I didn't think I would ever be that person, but here I am. It's a light, fast, and undeniably comfy shoe. It's got a kid-specific design, and the fit will free your kid's inner speedster for a daily fun. To learn more about the kids' Mach 6 shoe, visit today's show notes and check it out. It's not that hard. You picked up golf because your friends like it, because it was good for networking. You learned how to dress well so you could meet pretty strangers at a bar or a club. You sat through concerts you didn't like, tried food you weren't interested in, all because your date wanted to. You remember the names of everyone on your team. You listen with a smile to the most boring stories your clients tell you. Why? Because there's something in it for you. Yet with your own kids, you simply cannot bring yourself to understand the appeal of watching someone else play video games on YouTube. You just have to let them know how terrible this music sounds. You always forget the names of the people from their school. You tune out when they're telling you some confusing story that just happened to them. That's pretty unfair, isn't it? The lengths we'll go to impress a boss or make a stranger feel like we care, we don't want to extend to the little impressionable people who just want to be seen and heard. It's like we keep our opinions to ourselves until we get home, where we suddenly become judgmental and incapable of suffering fools. We're offering the slightest courtesy. Come on, you can do better. You can be kind and interested. You can learn to like this too. You can figure out what they like about it. You can have your mind open. You can foster connection. And it'll be wonderful, not just for them, but for you too. I'm heading over to Australia in a couple weeks. I'm going to be in Sydney on July 31st. I'm going to be in Melbourne on August 1st. Then in November, I'm doing Vancouver and Toronto, London, Dublin, Rotterdam, all awesome cities I'm really excited to go to. If you want to come to those talks, they're open to the public, and you can grab those tickets at ryanholiday.net/tour.